and had occasional rather frightening experiences. It was elephant grass country, and there was elephant grass absolutely everywhere, hardly anywhere where you could find short grass, impossible to have a picnic or anything of that sort. There's nothing to sit on. But there was one little hill in the middle of the Shamba, which Father was very fond of indeed, because up there there were always the perfectly marvellous green wood pigeon, most beautiful birds, and rollers and all sort of rather special birds to be seen. It was approached by a flight, as it appeared to be, a natural flight of granite or some such rock, like a natural sort of stairway. And he was very anxious to show me this as being the one place really where you could sit down, provided there were no ants around, and it wasn't elephant grass. But as we went up, I began to feel terribly sick and giddy, and frightfully ill. And as I was pregnant at the time, we thought it was that, and we went back. Well, later on, we had another shot with exactly the same result. And so we left it for a while, and I never got to the top of that hill. It happened every time. And so I thought there must be something very funny about it. And Father, who'd never noticed anything, began to make inquiries, and it was found that it was one of the old places of human sacrifice, which does suggest that evil remains in places and that one is rather susceptible to it. One had sometimes to do rather unexpected things too. There was one evening, Father was away in Entebbe, one of the sessions of Legislative Council. And in those days, of course, there was no telephone or anything. One never knew when he was going to get back. The governor might like him to stay on for a day or two to play bridge or go duck shooting or something. Anyway, he was away. And just before sundown, I heard shouting of a particularly urgent kind that I associated with snake bite, because I'd heard it before when a man had been bitten. And I saw coming up the last little bit of steep hill to the house four or five boys dragging our fairly newly bought little bull. It was a bull from one of the Nilotic tribes, very pretty little beast, and Father paid quite a lot for it to improve our stock. Well, it had been bitten, mercifully just near its hoof, just above its hoof. And I had seen the procedure for a man, so I rushed into the house and seized the first appliances I could, and that was a bottle of whiskey and a tie that happened to be on Father's dressing table and his razor, and pot pomang, which one usually had handy. And one could see the poison rising up the poor beast's leg, and its head was hanging down. It looked as if it would drop down at any moment. So I made the boys hold it up and move its legs so that it didn't collapse altogether, and tied a tourniquet with Father's tie and made an incision, and had a boy, they were wonderful about these things, they took it in their stride, sucking and spitting and sucking and spitting. And then the swelling began to subside. Oh, meanwhile, another boy was pouring whiskey down the beast's throat, which revived it quite a bit, and it began to hold up its head. Anyway, this went on for some time, and the swelling wasn't getting any worse at all. In fact, it was going down. So I thought that the moment had come to loosen the tourniquet. And then we kept the beast moving, a boy to each leg, making it walk along to restore the circulation. And by gum, we saved it. But the really awful thing was that when Father came back, he was absolutely furious, because the bull had had half a bottle of his best whiskey, and I had ruined his best tie. But I was very damped by this. I was very hurt, because I thought I'd done rather well. The ball recovered after some weeks of being rather sickly.